the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 14th day of July, 2016. Yes, half your year is gone this year already. Talking today with Patrick Wood, his book, it is a seminal must-read, folks, specifically designed for a fast read. But fast reading is not like sitting in your bathroom reading Reader's Digest condensed, you know, War and Peace. No. I'm sorry, Patrick. I had to throw that in there.
That's a good one.
I just had to. But at any rate, go to his website. His website, technocracy.news. That's technocracy. .news, technocracy.news. Get copies of this. Get multiple copies. And I'll warn people right now. They've done it with books that we have offered in the past with Ron McDonald. They own it all, including you, by way of Toxic Currency. Have you read that one yet?
I have not.
I will send you a copy. Ooh. When I get yours, I hope your return address is on
Sounds
your envelope.
Good.
And I will send you one of Ron's books. And I warned people about it. I said, you're going to read this book. He had the same idea. I'm only going to keep this to a couple hundred pages, make it a fast and easy but effectual read. And that's exactly what he did with his book. And I warned people, you know, you're going to order yourself a copy. You're going to read it and go, wow, this is great. You're going to want to share it with somebody. So you're going to give the book to somebody expecting to get it back, and it never comes back because it's handed off to the next person and the next person.
That's right.
I've been on the tail end of those dog-eared page passed around many times books. You know, years ago, Patrick, when we were first starting out and the only thing we really had is VHS, there were times you get a copy of a tape that was copied and copied and copied, and you could still hear the audio track, but you couldn't see any pictures. It was nothing but snow. You know, we have used every avenue, and we've done it with next to nothing, which has been really amazing. Fred in Iowa, you're on here with Patrick Woods.
Howdy, John, and hello, Patrick. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Okay, I'm going to be brief. Patrick, what you said, you covered a lot, and I hope people buy your book, and I'll try to do it myself. But Patrick, you can call it technocracy, you can call it communism, you can call it socialism, you can call it fascism, but what it amounts to in the end is a one-world government. With a one-world government, you have a one-world religion. And when you have the church and state goes together, the religion has the spiritual sword, and they control the state, which has the temple sword. So when the religious state says to the temple state, cut the heads off the people we don't agree with, that's literally what they will do. Anyhow, I could explain for the next few hours what the hell I mean, but I thank you very much, Patrick and John, and keep it up, keep fighting. Well, bye, and thank you.
Okay, we
thank you.
Patrick, I don't think either one of us has doubted. We never really needed a motivation to continue because we understood right from the outset what was coming. Mm-hmm. So I never really had to be cajoled to stay in the game. Yeah. I figured it was my duty and obligation, not only as a citizen of this country, but as part of the part of humankind for this entire planet. This isn't mm-hmm. just us. You know, this is going to affect people that are yet to be born.
Yes, yeah.
Multiple generations down the road.
Let me respond to him just for a sec. I think Brzezinski. Zbigniew Brzezinski brought this out in his book, more than one book, actually, same thought. He said that that Marxism was a necessary stepping stone to what he called his technotronic era, which I will contend is technocracy, just warmed over from the 1930s. And he was not a Marxist himself. A lot of people think Brzezinski was. He never said, though I'm convinced, he never really said, I am a Marxist, or communist, or whatever. He hated the Soviet Union for a number of reasons. And but he was looking forward to this technocratic era ahead of him. And he said, Marxism is a necessary stepping stone to get there. Mm-hmm. He didn't necessarily endorse it, other than to say, we need this before we get to this last phase. So technocracy is different than communism. They're both totalitarian, however. I'll say that.
Right.
But it's different because technocracy is building a system of things, not just top-down government. It's developing a system of things that's designed to control and micromanage everything on planet Earth, every person on planet Earth.
This is going to be the working blueprint, and I am in full agreement with you. You had to put up the opposition. You had to pit the capitalist against the communist. Or however you want to look at this, in order to start to transcend and make the necessary changes, to go in there and disrupt what was heretofore a stable culture, society, country. They had their sovereignty, they had their own rules, they had their own lives, and we were happy to live our lives in those various systems of government. If there were any change to be made, it was to be made by the people of those countries, not this collectivism of worldwide. And I'm exactly where you're at with this, Patrick, because many people, you know, breathe a sigh of relief. Oh, the Iron Curtain has fallen. See, the wall came down in Berlin.
Yeah.
And now, if you look, and I've talked to Russians, comparatively speaking, modern day Russia versus America, isn't it odd, Patrick, that they have a Vladimir Putin over there that looks to be more presidential than any president we've had in recent memory, and Russia is freer than the United States?
I know. What a flip-flop.
Oh, man.
What a flip-flop.
In the meantime, we have the neocons and the warmongers out there and the politicians trying to fire up NATO to move against Russia.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Hey, listen, you know, we left Barb hanging on her question. She had a question.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, she's probably still listening. I hope she is.
For
a testimony like that, I hope she's still listening. Hey, Barb. On page 133, I think you said you were on page 132, but on page 133, I made a notation of a legal journal that was produced in 2002, actually. It was called the Buffalo Environmental Law Journal, and I fished this juicy little quote out of that, and I quoted it, and I footnoted it, too, in case you want to check it out. But it says this. It says, there is no doubt that sustainable development needs new paradigms to transform it from visionary rhetoric to a viable political goal. Now, that was 2002. It was well underway by that time, by the way, sustainable development. But this reflexive law system, which I'm not going to explain on the air, it is a new legal theory, a system of theory for courts, etc., that is designed to transform the world into sustainable development. That's what reflexive law is, and it's being practiced all around the world today, and especially in America. And you take all—I come from an ag background. You take all the farmers in the West that have been sued by somebody in the government where some, you know, two-toed snail darter or something is supposedly on their land. You can't plow that land or whatever. Mm-hmm. All the lawsuits that people have gotten into for the last 40 years, and have lost. They have all lost. Farmers and ranchers have been driven out of business. Because they got whipped in court, they got beat up in court, they never knew what hit them. They found themselves laying flat on their back outside their property, outside their homes, wondering what the heck kind of train hit me. And they never figured it out. But what's happened is this reflexive law has slipped into the American court system and is being used like a velvet sledgehammer by the environmentalists against farmers, ranchers, property developers, people in cities that are trying to, you know, do good things, whatever, businesses, etc. This stuff is anti-rule of law. It's like matter and antimatter. It doesn't just speak against the rule of law as we understand it, but it is like matter and antimatter. These two legal theories are so different that they destroy each other when they meet head on.
You know, I refer to people, the Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, where she had made the statement, and it was really kind of obscure, relative, unattached to just about anything. And she came out one day and said that, we're going to have to be paying attention more to this international law. She saw exactly what was coming, exactly what was going on. And, I'm amazed. By the way, when you said Barb, page 133, she said she was on 132. She's already there. What a great thing to be able to read your book and listen to an interview going on in the background. All right.
That's pretty cool.
Mark in Oregon. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello, John and Patrick. Certainly a pleasure to speak with you gentlemen. John, by the way, I have to give you kudos and great congratulations on the great expansion and improvement, even. I didn't know there was that much room to improve, but you've gone beyond my expectations.
Mark, hang on. I ain't done yet.
Oh, I didn't figure you were, John. Once you get rolling, it's hard to stop.
Still have the energy and the drive.
Like
yeah. What's on your mind, Mark?
Well, I'm looking at the Donald Trump candidacy because, in my view, everything that that's still in our country, all of the makings of returning to, you might say, the great nation that we were in so many ways, and progressing on to becoming even a better nation than we ever were, are in the hands of this presidential race here. With Hillary Clinton, it's straight down into the internment camps, basically, for people of our ilk. She's already come out publicly and said as much. And the foreign policy would certainly encourage a war with Russia, from what she has said, or her foreign policy relative to Russia would be. The economy will continue to go down. The civil strife and the racial strife will continue to increase. And then we have Donald Trump, whereas he offers in his detailed offerings of his policy just the opposite. And everything is really on the line. I see that, according to Sean Anthony over on another network, he does very good research, that about a month ago there was a federal nuclear hazmat team sent over to Cleveland to do hazmat drills. On a nuclear level. I don't think they're going to do that with a good excuse to go into martial law and to actually cancel out the elections. I think that at this point in their agenda implementation, that it would, in their view even, be rocking the boat too much and interfere with the continued implementation of their agenda as they want to do it on the international level, basically.
Well, and Mark, hang on here a second. Let me interject something and ask Patrick. Is Trump part of the problem, or is he part of the cure, or is he part of the friendly opposition?
You know, I don't know. I haven't really concluded yet where he stands on stuff. And let me say, he says a lot of stuff that I really like to hear. Stuff that I would want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't knock him there. But I will hearken back to the days of Jimmy Carter, when he correctly read what the public was thinking and told them exactly what they wanted to hear. And he also said, just to make sure that we didn't miss the point, he also said, as a campaign moniker like Trump has one, let's make America great again. He said, I will never lie to you. That's what Jimmy Carter said. And he lied to us. Did he ever tell the truth? I'm not sure that he did. But he carried a big black Bible around just to make sure that all the Christians got the point that they should vote for him as well.
You know, what a low-life thing to do is slather everything up with Jesus to give it legitimacy.
I know. So, you know, here we are with Trump. He's saying a lot of the right things. He's probably picked a VP candidate that is pretty conservative. And we don't know what he's going to do yet, because Donald Trump is not an ideologue of any sort. He's never really talked much about the Constitution. I don't know that he's ever even read the Constitution from start to finish. And he is a guy that kind of has a technocrat mindset of just fixing things. He wants to fix everything. And he figures that all of our trade agreements is just a matter of bad negotiating. It's not a matter of stay the heck out of our business, and you have no right to tell us what, you know, what we can or can't do anyway. But, you know, he's going to renegotiate. He's going to fix everything. Now, you and I, we feel the pain. We want things to be fixed.
Right.
But I'm not sure a guy that's going to stand up and say, hey, look to me to fix everything, is the kind of guy that we will in the end see actually fixing things. What we need is some good old-fashioned political debate, political dialogue here,
right,
political battling, if you will, to hammer out these ideas and get them intellectually set for the next 100 years. Now, I fear if we don't do that, if we just fix things on kind of a pragmatic point of view, that's not going to be enough to change the course of the way the world is going right now. And you have noticed, by the way, that the United Nations has not only not backed off because of all this populism movement, they have turned up the heat significantly in the last month to push their 2030 agenda on the whole planet. I mean, they are racing for the gate, if you will. And so they're not giving up. They're not backing off. And, you know, at the very least, we're going to see a titanic collision between somebody like a Donald Trump. If he's the real deal and does what he says he's going to do, we're going to see a titanic collision between the Trump machine and the United Nations machine and the Rockefeller machine and the Richard Haass machine. Oh, wait a minute. He loves Richard Haass, doesn't he? Okay, well, let's scratch that one. He's the president of the CFR, also a member of the Trilateral Commission. Okay, well, let's just forget I said that one there.
Well, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If he picks Newt Gingrich as the VP, yeah, I'm jumping off that Trump train. Yeah. We have a program on this network, and it's entitled The Trump Phenomenon. There'll be little or no use for that program anymore. And this has got a lot of people concerned. After the champagne goes a little flat and the punch bowl's empty and the last guy goes out the door, please turn out the lights, the party's over.
That's right.
Here we are when everybody hanging their political hat on this guy. And I see him as a trumped up, if you will, Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm, where his politics is kind of this mysterious mix of both liberal and conservative and Democratic and Republican. He's scared a lot of people. I've watched who's come out against him. And if you want to gauge a person's importance, you can gauge them by the enemies that'll come out of the gates, you know, right, to get you. You know, I don't like how he's... I don't want to use the term talking down to us, but it's these chopped little childlike sentences that are repeated over and over and over again.
Right.
As if I'm not intellectually cognizant enough that I could understand if he said three or four sentences.
That's right.
That were put together with some thought that I could go, oh, okay, now I understand what Donald Trump is. He's a big mystery still to this day.
I think you're right.
I'll tell you what, I got to take this. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to say goodbye to you in 12 seconds, and I got two more callers. Can you stick to the bottom of the hour?
Okay, I'll stick to the bottom of the hour.
Okay, you might as well, because we're almost there.
I'm going to come down to Austin, Texas, and you're going to...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Patrick Woods, do you recognize that name you just heard at the tail end of that ad, Pat Shannon?
I didn't. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Pat Shannon, he's a spry 70 years old now, still writing, and he's jumped on board with OneCoin, and the network has as well. So, at any rate,
all right.
Mark in Oregon, we got him, and let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Hello, Rob. We only have a couple minutes left.
Hello, Patrick, and hello, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, you always hear about the people that are getting elected, you know, so it's, you know, Trump versus Hillary, but I'm more concerned about the people that are appointed. And, you know, in the news today, we had Ruth Race Bader Ginsburg, you know, making news. But I had a chance to talk to, I'm in Minnesota, and I had a chance to talk to the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Chairman, you know, back in October. And, you know, I kind of gave him this Republic type of spiel, you know, about, you know, the alchemy of fractional reserve banking and the irrational exuberance of rehypothecation that, yeah, you know, led to all this crap. And so I'm more concerned about the people that are appointed. And, you know, in this, I'm familiar with, you know, Patrick Woods' technology stuff, and I'm very much into it. But I see this underlying, you know, behind-the-scenes government, you know, this deep government that is appointing people not so much telling them that this is your marching orders, that this is what we want you to do,
yeah,
but appointing true believers based on.
Okay, Rob, summarize
research
here, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Yes. Great point, Rob. I'm glad you brought it up, and you're absolutely right. Politicians are not the technocrats. They're the useful idiots, if you will, for technocracy. But what you have, the true technocrats, the scientists and engineer types behind the scenes that are trying to run everything, these people are all appointed to their positions. Who do you think writes the rules at the EPA? Barack Obama? No way.
Yeah.
These are technocrats buried top to bottom inside the EPA and every other agency, Department of Energy, DARPA, and the military research labs. These kinds of places all over the country are where these appointed technocrats exist. And the problem is, not only do you not know who they are, but you cannot even get your hands on them to stop them from what they're doing.
And
this is probably
appointed, they're appointed based on what their belief system is. You know?
That's right. That's right. And so if Trump does get elected and he does not see that there needs to be a massive house cleaning within the executive branch from top to bottom, we will not have any change of course as far as technocracy is concerned. It will march on. They have a habit of being able to run silent and run deep, kind of like the old World War II submarine movie.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to dive, and they go underneath the radar and continue their work while everybody else is looking at some other surface battle going on, you know, like a presidential election or something.
That's right. And they're always there. They're always working out
That's
of
right.
sight and out of the public's mind because,
yep,
well, it's
they're
never
the dangerous ones. They
yeah.
are the dangerous ones.
And that is, we got to stop using the term bureaucrat because that's old school. It's the technocrats now. It's the
That's right. It's
the people with the law degrees that are being paid big salaries to, well, contribute to the overall grand plan.
That's right.
Yeah, the new conspiracy, folks. Oh, boy. You know, Patrick, over the years, as many times I've been called a right-wing nut, disenfranchised, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist, when we were saying the exact same things that the globalists were saying, but we didn't have $1 billion in our bank account, or we didn't own governments and our personal little politicians.
You didn't have a PhD from Temple University.
That's right. I didn't have the piled high and deep. Ed, you got about 60 seconds here. Go.
Hello.
Hi, go. You got about 60 seconds.
I don't know if you covered the Bastille massacre today.
Patrick mentioned it briefly.
Okay, they found grenades and also rifles in this dude's truck. They're not giving the name. Of course, I can bet you $1 at the donuts. He's a Muslim. And I'd like to know, where in God's green earth do you get hand grenades from?
That is one of those rhetorical questions that, well, can't require an answer because we're out of time. Ed, thanks for your call. Patrick Wood, your website, technocracy.news. Go there, folks. Get copies of this book. And the book is titled, you're not going to be able to miss it, Technocracy Rising. And the more you buy, the cheaper it is. Get the word out. This is important information that has to get to our fellow Americans. Thank you, Pat.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Was talking about UN Political Forum. They're really pressing hard on this 2030 agenda. And its focus is on achieving leave no one behind. Now, you can read that also is we're not going to leave anybody untouched. The call to leave no one behind means that everybody is going to be forced into the new economic system. There will be no opt-outs or hiding out. Total inclusion was the main theme of the original technocracy back in the 1930s. Opening the first meeting of the United Nations High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development since the adoption of the UN 2030 Agenda, the president of the Economic and Social Council, and this is, yeah, you want to know what the acronym is for that? ESOSOC, ECOSOC. Kind of like ENGSOC, remember? George Orwell's 1984? Well, that was outlined, and the task before the body and called for a stronger commitment to accomplish its mandated task. President O'Jun, in his remarks, said the ESOC, he's the ESOC president, by the way, O'Jun, I kid you not, he said a strong forum means faster progress towards the attainment of the 17 ambitious and indivisible sustainable development goals towards inclusive, equitable, and a prosperous society for all. Listen to Hillary Clinton speak. She is the new speak dictionary for the eco-sock people. She's a sock puppet for them. The high-level political forum will be held from 11 to 20 July at UN headquarters in New York, and it will also include a three-day ministerial segment from 18 to 20 July, which coincides with a high-level segment of ECOSOC's annual session. Recalling the theme of the forum, Leaving No One Behind, Mr. Ouh said that the body will assess the implementation of the 2030 agenda a year after its adoption. Mr. Ouh, Ugu, I think your annual meeting slated from a year to now ain't going to take place. Just a feeling I have. He noted that the deliberations will focus on enhancing national ownership around the Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDGs, mainstreaming it in a development plan, integrating the three dimensions of sustainable development, I'll get that out, addressing challenges in mobilizing means of the implementation, and harnessing science, innovation, and technology for advancing the goals. What they left out there is the medias and the bought-off and paid-for whores that call themselves politicians. They're useful idiots, as Patrick reminded us. He further noted that the regional perspective in the implementation of the 2030 agenda will also be explored in the discussions. At the same time, we'll assess progress in ensuring that the 2030 agenda delivers for countries in special situations and facing specific challenges, such as small islands developing states, least developed countries, landlocked developing countries, and those in conflict and post-conflict situations, as well as middle-income countries. He further emphasized that the forum's role as the central platform for the follow-up and review of the 2030 agenda and the SDGs is extremely important for the future of the 2030 agenda and its long-term success. Enumerating the main task of the session, he explained, we will be charting our direction forward in new and innovative ways to ensure the forum is substantive contribution to the effective implementation of 2030 agenda. The session, by the way, will include national reviews shared by 22 countries from across the world. Do you understand now why they're calling for anybody in denial of global warming that you should be jailed? Or at least heavily fined or sanctioned because you are resistant to their grand plan? Does this give people any indication that if you don't want to play with these guys in the future, well, they're not going to just say, okay, well, you're let out of the game, you know, bye-bye. No, when they say bye-bye, they mean bye-bye. In its work, the forum will engage with major groups and other stakeholders. I love this stakeholder. Stakeholder in what? It's like you've got a share of Bank of America. What do you really have? Well, you're a shareholder or a stakeholder. It ain't worth squat. But you're a shareholder. You've heard these terms used before by our own politicians, that you're a stakeholder in this. Really? Well, explain this one to me. If I'm so much of a stakeholder, where's my profit off the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind of 2008? Where the hell's my check? I'm on the hook for you guys to go out there and game the system, bankrupt the entire world, and then you want to throw money around, print it out of nothing, and then instead of you taking it out of your own profits, your ill-gotten gains, you want to put it on me to pay for it. Hence, this is why I came up with my Home Depot analogy. The two giggling ladies that seemed like they were more interested in getting high than they were pulling their head out of the dank, dark place that it was. And I simply just explained it this way. Your company's in trouble, had to go make massive loans in order to survive. Well, it stabilized. They're back on a profit margin once again. But that little bothersome loan, you know, it was carrying interest. Okay, well, we're going to have to deal with that. Well, we don't want to pay the money back out of our own pockets, out of our own proceeds. So we're going to turn to the employees of Home Depot, and we're going to make deductions out of your checks until that loan is satisfied. Well, there's your stake. Well, what do you mean you didn't have anything to gain? You still have your job, don't you? Well, forget the deductions. Forget your low wages. Forget all that stuff. You still have a job, don't you? Yeah, I'm a shareholder. I'm a stakeholder, all right, in a bankrupt worldwide corporation that I didn't want to have anything to do with in the first damn place. Yeah, strong forum means faster progress. I'll tell you what. I think you're a little bit behind the time. I think your global agenda is crumbling right before your very eyes. And as I said earlier, yeah, how desperate are they going to get? What tricks are they going to be willing to pull here? That's going to be our guess. It's going to be their choice, but it'll be our guess. However this thing shakes down, we're prepared, I believe. I hope you're prepared. Or as prepared as you can possibly get for an outcome that you don't know yet how it's going to attack you. But you're going to be assured of one thing, that you're going to at least be able to survive the initial blast. You know, it's still going to take their minions and their manpower. And therein lies their problem. Anytime you get down to the lower echelons of these useless eaters out there, the human population, you're going to run into problems implementing and gaining their cooperation. You know, by the way, I wonder if there's any brown stains in Hillary Clinton's underwear by now. You know, if I were her, I guess we're going to test the mettle of how arrogant arrogance really is. You know, at some point with Bill and Hillary Clinton, they're going for broke on this deal. Now, the FBI skirted around all these emails, which should be enough right then and there to bounce her from even considering a presidential run, the many lies that she has told. But this, it was much bigger and deeper than this. This was the Clinton Foundation, the money laundering on a scale, ladies and gentlemen, that would probably make a Rockefeller blush. And this is a ticking time bomb. Now, rather than the Clintons going, okay, it looks like our run here is pretty much ended. Well, Bill, I can see them discussing this. Well, Bill, the heat's getting turned up on me. You know, you had your heat as president and all the stuff that you pulled. Now you're just this dumb, dried up, wrinkled fart walking behind me. Still smarter than what she is, though. But, we're coming to the end here. Now, the prudent thing to do would be to take our ill-gotten gains and get the hell out of Dodge. But here comes that wonderful arrogance factor. The Achilles heel of these globalist monsters. That they're so sure that they've got everybody in place. They've got everybody blackmailed. They've got everybody in check. And this house of cards, no matter where it comes from, whether it comes out of Hillary's own mouth or Billy Boy or anybody that they've done business with, anybody that's in government, a politician, head of an agency, I don't care who it is or where it comes from. This house of cards, you remove a couple of stinking little cards out of this thing and it will crumble. Now, if I were the Clintons right now, I'd be considering maybe grabbing my hat, my ill-gotten gains, and getting out of town, as I mentioned. That would be the prudent thing to do. Unless there are powers behind her going, okay, you're in the hot seat now. You're going to have to deal with this and you're going to have to ride it through. You know, this is a double-edged sword. Sometimes we have the tendency to look at the Bushes and the Clintons and going, oh, God, they got all the friends and they got all the power. Friends Or do they have the connections that are more powerful than them and give them their orders? I would not want to be Hillary Clinton today. The sword of Damocles is swinging ever closer to her scrawny little neck. You know, I can't. By the way, Gary Johnson, geez, is this guy a joke? He is the best that the Libertarian Party can bring forth. I saw an interview with this guy and I thought, you know what? I wouldn't elect him as dog catcher. But he wants to get enough votes where he's part of the debate. What for? What for? This is one. I trust Donald Trump more than I trust this greasy son of a gun. I am amazed. But Hillary and Bill, you got a decision to make. You're going to go for broke, and the forces are aligning up against you. Maybe this is what they do at the end of the day. Bill and Hillary sit around and measure brown stains in her underwear, see who's under the greatest amount of pressure. I don't know. Well, Director James Comey, which you watch what happens in the very near future with this guy. He'll be gone like a fart in a Texas windstorm, as I've always said. He's got a long history of involvement in Department of Justice actions that arguably ended up favorable to the Clintons. In 2004, Comey, then serving as Deputy Attorney General in the Justice Department, apparently limited the scope of the criminal investigation of Sandy Berger, which left out former Clinton administration officials who may have coordinated with Berger in his removal and destruction of classified records from the National Archives. The documents were relevant to accusations that the Clinton administration was negligent in the buildup to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. On Tuesday, Comey announced that despite evidence of extreme negligence by Hillary Clinton and her top aides regarding the handling of classified information through a private email server, the FBI would not refer criminal charges to Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the Justice Department. Now, curiously, Berger, Lynch, and Cheryl Mills all worked as partners in the Washington law firm Hogan & Hartson, which prepared tax returns for the Clintons and did patent work for the software firm that played a role in the private email server Hillary Clinton used when she was Secretary of State. With Hillary making another run for president, don't get caught up in the lies and the spin. In Hillary Unhinged, in her own words, find out who the true Hillary is with his raw and humorous collection of quotes that pithlessly underscores her hypocrisy. And brother, her hypocrisy is wide and deep. Lynch and Comey both served as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. They crossed paths in an investigation of the HSBC Bank, which avoided criminal charges in a massive money laundering scandal for which the bank paid $1.9 billion fine. Guess who else was part of the board of the HSBC Bank in 2013? That's right. None other than Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey did this year-long investigation. He was closing off avenues to that draft that he felt through the backside of his drawers. But it's not going to be enough, Mr. Comey. This is going to go big. It's going to explode. And clowns like yourself, you self-righteous little asshat, you're going to go down in flames. After Attorney General John Ashcroft recused himself in the Valerie Plame affair in 2004, Comey appointed a special counsel, Patrick J. Fitzgerald, who ended up convincing Scooter Libby, a top aide to then Vice President Dick Cheney, of perjury and obstruction of justice. The charge was based on the accusations of Plame and her former ambassador husband, Joe Wilson, both partisan supporters of Bill and Hillary, that Libby outed her as a CIA agent. Remember that one? New York Times reporter Judith Miller 2015 memoir strongly suggests Fitzgerald improperly manipulated testimony and withheld crucial evidence in obtaining a conviction against Libby in his 2007 trial. Well, who was the prosecutor in the Berger case? A deputy attorney general. Comey was involved in the investigation of Berger. Berger at the time was under criminal investigation by the Justice Department for removing from the National Archives various classified documents that should have been turned over to the independent commission investigating the 9/11 terror attacks and for removing handwritten notes he made while reviewing the documents. Remember, this is the place that you showed up. You couldn't have any recording devices, no cameras, no nothing. Well, there was printed stuff out there that had to be retrieved and destroyed. And this is what this guy did. All right, let's take this break. We'll come back on the other side. I'll finish up with this. The crime and criminality, ladies and gentlemen, it's either going to get one hell of a lot worse or they're going to start blowing themselves up. And excuse me if I start chuckling and laugh my butt off for the next year. You might tune in next week, and that's all I'll be doing is just laughing for 2 hours. Happy, happy times.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Well, the New York Times reported back in 2005 that the Republican leaders speculated Berger removed the documents from the National Archives because he was trying to conceal material that could be damaging to the Clinton administration. Now, to be fair about this, there's no evidence Comey's investigation for the Justice Department made any attempt to determine if anyone affiliated with the Clinton White House prompted Berger or coordinated with him in the decision to remove classified documents. Various statements Comey made about Berger's mishandling of classified document bear comparison of his comments regarding Hillary Clinton's email server. Back in 2004, Fox News noted that Comey told reporters he could not comment on the Berger investigation, but did address the general issue of mishandling classified documents. And this is what he said. As a general matter, we take issues of classified information very seriously. He was responding to a reporter's question, and he added that the department had prosecuted and sought administrative sanctions against people for mishandling classified information. He went on to say, it's our lifeblood, those secrets. It's against the law for anyone to intentionally mishandle classified documents, either by taking it to give to somebody else or by mishandling it in a way that is outside the government regulations. Well, all these criteria were met with Hillary Clinton. This is the second go-around for this guy. He blew it the first time, and he certainly blew it the second time, intentionally. On April 1st of 2005, Berger pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of intentionally removing documents from the National Archives and destroying some of them. Folks, that's a misdemeanor? Seriously. He was fined $50,000, sentenced to 100 hours of community service and 2 years probation. Oh, by the way, his national security license was stripped for 2 years. At the very least, this is what should happen to Hillary Clinton, but it hasn't. And it's not going to. They're going to ride this. They're going to ride this one right into the ground. Either they're going to survive as a whole, or the whole damn thing is going to blow up in their face. Now, I am fond of saying this. Now, for those that are not connected to the Clinton-Bush cabal, that you're relatively clean and unscathed, that you're not blackmailable, let's revisit a little typing exercise that used to be done in high school years ago. And what it was designed to do was designed to get you to use all the letters of that keyboard and that typewriter. You know, so your fingers could kind of develop a little memory so one day that you could type and not have to stare at the keyboard. And that little typing exercise was simply this. Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Well, I submit to you that this is not a typing exercise. And for those standing by in the shadows right now, unsure of themselves, check yourself. Step out of those shadows. These people have to go down for the security, the sanctity of this country moving into the future. You've got a chance right now. Take advantage of it. Nail these bastards and nail them hard. If you're not in there, you know something's going on and you didn't step in to help rectify and correct the situation. Now, you may not be charged with accessory after the fact, but you're some kind of ethical and moral degenerate in my book if you do not take the steps that are necessary to clean these garbage, cancer-ridden asshats out of our government once and for all. As Donald Trump has once said famously, you're fired. Let's see how many of them we can fire and put them on the funeral pyre for history to consider. Thanks for being here today. Be back tomorrow with another edition.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.